4 months have passed since Research Company and Glacier Media last looked at the political landscape of British Columbia. Back then, some questions remained about the leadership of the governing BC New Democratic Party, NDP, as the province prepared to bid farewell to head of government John Horgan. This month, housing, poverty and homelessness remains the most important issue facing British Columbia, 34%, down 4 points since October, followed by healthcare, 29%, up 1 point, the economy and jobs, 13%, up 2 points, the environment, 6%, unchanged, and crime and public safety, 5%, down 3 points. As has been the case for the past few years, anxiety about housing is prevalent among British Columbians aged 18 to 34, while concerns about healthcare are significantly higher for those aged 55 and over. On voting, the needle has barely moved. The BC New Democrats hold an 8-point lead over the BC Liberals among decided voters, 44% to 36%, with the BC Green Party in third place, 16%, and the BC Conservatives in the low single digits, 2%. Women are heavily responsible for the good fortune of the BC NDP at this stage. Practically half of female decided voters in the province, 48%, would vote for the governing party if an election were held today, a significantly higher proportion than what the BC Liberals, 28%, and the BC Greens, 20%, currently garner. A majority of British Columbians, 59%, approve of David Eby's performance as premier and leader of the BC NDP, while 28% disapprove and 13% are undecided. The two leaders of opposition parties represented in the Legislative Assembly are also enjoying a good start of the year. The approval rating for BC Liberals leader Kevin Falcon stands at 44%, up 8 points. BC Greens leader Sonia Furstenau checks in at 42%, up 7 points. We asked British Columbians about the two main party leaders. Eby has the upper hand over Falcon on managing 8 issues, but there are areas where the leader of the opposition scores well. More than a third of British Columbians think Eby is best suited to deal with housing, poverty and homelessness, 40%, with Falcon at 21%, healthcare, 40% to 24%, the environment, 37% to 18%, education, 37% to 22%, and accountability, 35% to 22%. In three of these issues, education, healthcare and accountability, British Columbians have traditionally endorsed the BC NDP leader, going back as far as 2008 under Carol James. The numbers tighten on three issues, the economy and jobs, 34% for Eby and 28% for Falcon, crime and public safety, 31% to 27%, and energy, also 31% to 27%. These are all areas that can help Falcon reconnect with the party's base, if criticism of government policies is accompanied by quality proposals. We also asked British Columbians if the two leaders embody desirable traits in politicians. More than half think Eby is a good speaker and communicator, 56%, with Falcon at 46%, and has a vision for the future of British Columbia, 54%, with Falcon at 42%. Eby is ahead of Falcon on other characteristics, including understanding the problems of residents, 47% to 32%, being in touch with the problems residents face, 43% to 30%, being a strong and decisive leader, 42% to 37%, inspiring confidence, 41% to 33%, generally agreeing with residents on issues they care about, 40% to 28%, being honest and trustworthy, 39% to 26%, and sharing the values of residents, 36% to 27%. The needle is closer on the only negative trait included on the list, being patronizing, Falcon at 31% and Eby at 27%. The other issue where the difference is minimal is being a good economic manager, Eby at 35% and Falcon at 32%. These numbers are bound to move if the parties establish an emotional connection with voters. In mid-2015, Justin Trudeau barely registered on these categories when British Columbians were asked about the main federal leaders. On the final weekend of the campaign, he was leading on several of them. Our survey provides an early indication of impending challenges for Eby and Falcon. Just over a third of British Columbians are ready to express confidence in the Premier as an economic manager, at a time of growing concerns about inflation and energy prices. Only 3 in 10 residents believe that the leader of the official opposition, who needs to exude empathy in order to court voters, is in touch with the problems they face. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted on February 4 to February 6, 2023, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.